103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. And we also like to be number one in our communities, man. We have with us a community servant, a guy that's trying to make a difference in the community right now. We got the one and only Murad Bahiyadeen.
Murad Bahiyadeen.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Just worked about 12 hours, but I feel good.
Man, I need your kind of energy right now. 12 hours, still got the energy to come by the station and talk about how he's trying to make a difference in the community. Now, June just hit us. We are in the 1st of June, which means Juneteenth is coming up. You have a very special event. You're trying to help expand the Juneteenth, correct?
Yes, most definitely. We have an organization that's called MOVE. That's an acronym that stands for Men of Vision and Empowerment. And our sister company is LOVE, Ladies of Vision and Empowerment.
Ooh.
And yes, yes, most definitely. And this will be our first year participating in the Juneteenth celebration. Our office is right there on 18th and Vine. Now, our event that we're having will be called From Emancipation to Education, The Real Bus Ride. We are concentrating on education. What our youth here in Kansas City and in the urban core of our city, we really want to concentrate and teach them on how to value their education. Now, with this bus ride, we will be taking them to Topeka. That's Brown versus Board of Education. What an exciting, what a wonderful experience. We had a wonderful time taking about 25 kids there back in February. And with that, that's why we want to bring it to Juneteenth.
You said you brought 25 kids on that, the one in February?
The one in February, we took 25 kids.
And now you're trying to double up that number, correct?
Man, we're trying to double that number to 50.
50?
We need 50 kids, youth, to RSVP. So, you know, we need the parents to help them out.
We're going to need parents there with us, you know, just to get the kids there.
You know what? This is a free event. This is a free event. We're concentrating on, we know that Juneteenth is about emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one element of this goal that we have. The other one is education. Now, that's what our organization is concentrating on because that is one of our six E's is education. So, we're going to focus on that. And the last part about this event, well, number one, it's free.
Number one, and most importantly, it is free.
Let's just say that the food is free. We have a wonderful support team with the leadership of the Teamsters Local 41 that is providing all the food and the grilling. Now, the third part of that event that we're having is jazz. We have someone that's on our board named Suleiman Zahir Salam. He's our board member, but he is friends with the legendary Najee, a saxophonist. And he will basically give us a really nice video on June 10th in celebration and support of our organization and this event here. So we want to collaborate and bring all of that in together with the jazz, with the education, and with emancipation.
And is this all going to take place on June 19th?
This is taking place Monday, June 19th. We wanted to have an event where we did not take the people that was already there at the Juneteenth celebration mm-hmm. during the weekend. So we made it an extended part where it would be that Monday, that following Monday, June 19th at 11:30. We will board the bus at 11:30 on our way to Topeka, Kansas.
And how long you guys be out in Topeka?
We'll be there about 2 hours. They have a really nice curriculum. I recommend that the kids are about at least 10 years old. That is what I recommend because I've been there twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience there could be a little heartfelt. And if the kids are younger, I'm not sure if they'll be able to digest that experience that they have there. I mean, it's incredible because it's talking about segregation and desegregation and the issues that they had back then.
I have to ask you, man, to you, why is it important to, you know, help the younger generation understand why education is so important, especially, you know, in today's world, see where we...
Well, I remember saying that the tree of knowledge bears the noblest fruit. And I believe that we have to invest in our kids. If we want to see them do and be virtuous people, we have to invest in education. I was born right here in St. Louis, Missouri. We moved here to Kansas City, and the Kansas City School District is where I come from. So we adopted a school called Dobbs Elementary, and we made sure that those kids, we interact with them, and we found out that a lot of them don't value their education. So education is just way too important.
And right now, I feel like it's never been more important to be educated and informed than in today's world. And, you know, like you said, education, we've come a long way with Brown versus Board of Education, and that was just the beginning of it. And we're still trying to fight for education, so I feel like it's very important for the younger generation to value the education that they're being given.
Right. I tell you what, when we come in and we try to mentor kids, we want them to be studious. That's the first thing, so they can welcome what it is that we're trying to instill in them.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up here in Kansas City, like I was saying, we had wonderful role models. My parents, Majida and Awesome Bahiyadeen, co-founded Ad Hoc. So they kept us and the kids with them. So we had a chance to see what it's like to have good mentors around us.
Mm-hmm.
So all we're doing is feeding it back to our children, feeding it back to our youth on what we had and the experiences that we had.
Giving back, you know, trying to be that mentor that you looked up to when you were young.
Most definitely. Most definitely. But also, we're coming to Topeka. We really need the 50 kids. kids. That will be our challenge because we know that it's on a Monday. So they have to RSVP. Dawana Lee, that's our office manager, and she's the president of Ladies of Vision Empowerment. It's called Love. Please call them at 816-842-MOVE. That's 816-842-MOVE or 6683. They have to do that. That's important so we can stay organized.
And is there a deadline when they need to call you, call that number?
Most definitely. The deadline is June 16th. We made it on a Friday, right before the weekend. So.
Right.
But you have plenty of time to do that.
Yep. So it's going down Monday, June 19th at 11:30 a.m. is when the bus is leaving for Topeka?
Yes, sir. Buses are leaving right there at 11:30. And then when we go to Topeka, on our way back after we get done eating, we'll come back. I'm thinking about 4:30. We should be back.
And remember, this is all free.
This is all F-R-E-E. So please, a birdie put in my ear, okay, that even if you make it free, even if you give it away, when you're dealing with the urban core, you won't get much support or people want to value education. So I beg to differ. So what we're doing is that's why we're investing. We're saying, you know what, we believe in our community that even if we make it free, that people will be a part of it. Free food, free transportation, and free giveaways.
You can't be free. Like you said, you can't be free. And this is quite the free experience people are about to get. Not only get free food, but also going to get free knowledge and free education about the background and how far they've come in education to today. Murad, is there anything else you'd like to drop knowledge on people in Kansas City?
I'll tell you what, man. I want to give thanks. That's what I want to do. I want to give thanks because a lot of the things that we do in our organization, people believe that it's just move or move and love. A lot of times it takes other people like D&M Tax and accounting with Dawana Lee. It takes Suli 4Q. Now, please go out there and buy his album. It takes people like him because he's the one that designed this lovely, wonderful flyer that we have. Mm-hmm. It takes people like Camp Choice, Zan Can, Carl Boyd with Stoops for Boots, TMBC. It takes other organizations that help us out to help facilitate organizations and events like we're having.
And putting it all together. It's all a team effort.
We're all family.
We all family on this side of the radio station. Well, Murad, thank you for coming by tonight, Jim. We appreciate you and we appreciate what you're trying to do for the community, man.
Thank you, Joe, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Most def.